Great. What do we got?
Jeff, you lead a game-winning drive down the field. Is this kind of what you envisioned when you came to Louisiana Tech, being able to be in a position like this as a leader, to be able to orchestrate a drive like that late?
Well, I know, being a fifth-year senior, I've been there before. I have to be the guy to calm people down. Not that they're, out of control or nervous out there, but, I think just being there before really gives me a lot of confidence. I like too many drives. We've been very successful at them this year. And, that's why you play the game in the pressure situations. And I think in camp, we did a really good job of putting the pressure on ourselves, putting ourselves in those situations so when they came up during the season, we'd be ready for them, and we've been there before.
You think the Kansas State game, there's any carryover for that? I mean, y'all done that. I think Kansas State was probably a little bit longer of a drive. Mm-hmm. And less time, yeah. But you'd already been in a situation like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was no panic ever. I think in the back of our heads, we always knew the whole game we were going to win. And that's what we did. We came out, and early in the game, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, and it took us a while to get going. But I think we made some really good plays, and we got a lot of stuff to build on. So, going down there and scoring at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half is huge for our team. And I know that we're going to have to do it again this year at some point.
Why do you think there was a discrepancy early? The first five drives, I think, went for like 50, 60 yards, and then you had three or four drives that went for like 220-something yards with three touchdowns.
I mean, I think that obviously we had a couple turnovers there, and they made some good plays. And, like I said, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, missed a couple third-down opportunities, missed a couple plays. But we knew all along that we had a good plan. We were going to stick to it, and we were going to keep trusting our guys to make the plays down the field. And Cam McKnight on that last drive made a great catch over his head, and that kept us on the field. That was a big chunk of yardage. Sanford Say came in at during the first half, 2-minute drill, and he was called today to play. A couple guys are out, and the guys that are backups are expected to play well. And I thought across the board, guys that haven't gotten much playing time that did tonight played well.
When did y'all know that KD was going to be out, and did anything change really with the game plan? I mean, did you know coming in that it was probably going to have to be on your shoulders?
I mean, I don't think it was necessarily on my shoulders. I think that, when a guy like Kenneth is out, everybody else has to pick it up. And I think that Jared did an awesome job of preparing like he's been doing all year long. He was mentally ready. He was physically ready. And he was excited. So obviously he was, bummed to see him go down. But, he kind of relished the opportunity, and I thought he played a really, really good game. And I thought that we all needed to step up in his absence. But we're gonna hope to get him back as soon as possible.
What do you make of the whole just kicking situation in general? You weren't here last year, but it was not really a positive for Louisiana Tech. And now Jonathan, his second clutch kick, this one to win the game,
yes.
Is now all of a sudden kind of a, I don't know what the word is, but it's a positive for Louisiana Tech, the kicking game in general.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Barnes is a confident dude. He put in a lot of work this summer, and he knows he's supposed to be making these field goals. And every time he's gone out, I've thought they were all going to go in. And he's doing a great job so far, and just really happy for him to kind of turn it around and go from a low point of our team last year to kind of one of our strong suits is him when we roll him out there. So, he's going to keep kicking them, and I think they're going to keep going through.
How much did Trent keep going in the game? I don't know how many third down conversions he had, but, he had almost 15 catches tonight, and you were targeting him a lot, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't make sense not to look his way, if the coverage allows. He's a great player. He can get open against anybody. And, he's just a guy that I really trust. And a guy that I know is going to make the play. I think I put one behind him tonight, and on a third down, and he almost brought it down, and he was mad at himself. And I said, Trent, I threw it behind you. He said, I got to make that play. He's just a guy that when the ball's in the air, he knows that ball's his. And that puts a lot of confidence in him through me. A lot of confidence in him. I have a lot of confidence in him.
Anyway. How do you think the defense played? Started out really well, holding them to basically nothing the first half. Then their QB throws three second-half touchdowns. Then the final, I think, two or three drives forced punts to allow you to set up that game-winning drive.
I mean, I think the defense had a really good plan. They got after the quarterback a little bit there at the beginning of the game. Caused them to turn the ball over a few times. But we knew that they were a good team. They were going to bounce back. And we were going to have to weather the storm. And I thought we did. defense played a great job tonight. It was awesome across the board. And, you know, I think they're going to keep playing well and keep getting more and more turnovers.
Coach mentioned this in the locker room to y'all, but, you know, the last couple of years, Louisiana Tech hasn't really been able to win close games, or at least in this fashion. Mm-hmm. What's the big takeaway from a game like this with six games left, I guess, now in the season?
And the big takeaway is first that we now know that we can win on the road. You know, that's a hard thing to do, especially here in the Dome. It was loud. We had a little bit of trouble with some snap counts at times with their fans getting a little excited. And we beat a really good team. And, you know, that puts us kind of back in the driver's seat in our side of the conference. And, you know, we're just going to keep playing and learning and getting better. And we're just really excited about this win and, you know, looking forward to moving on in the season.
Okay. Jeff, one more question.
Yes.
Next week you play Mississippi State. First time you're facing a SEC team again. What are your thoughts on going into that game?
I don't know. I haven't watched a lick of film on Mississippi State. Just excited about this win tonight, and I'll start worrying about Mississippi State tomorrow. But like I said, really proud of these guys, and I think we can hang with anybody.
Great, thanks. All right.
All right.
Good.